Hello, and thank you for your taking of your time to listen to this message. It is our sincere desire that this message will be used of God to speak to your soul. The following series of messages will be 3D messages in that they will revolve around the 3Ds of direction, decision, and destiny. The following messages will make us aware of a call. That is because He is a God who is speaking to us. And if it is your desire, and we hope it is, as evidenced by your listening to this message, your desire to hear God speak to you. The Bible reminds us that this God is a God who speaks. Job chapter 33 and verse 14 says that God speaks in one or two manners. God speaks in various times, in various ways. The problem is not on God's side, but on man's side. It says that man does not understand it when God is speaking. We hope you understand God's voice today. He is a God who is a God of relationship, and that is why He is speaking to you. God desires a relationship with you as He did with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. God made man for Himself and to have a relationship with that man. However, in the case of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, that relationship was broken because of sin. He is not only a God of relationships, He is a God of revelation. Hence the reason He speaks. He is speaking to us today to reveal Himself to us. The writer to the Hebrews in chapter 1 and verse number 1 says that God has spoken in times past in various ways through prophets and through the Old Testament heroes, but He has in these last days spoken through His Son. And through His Son, He reveals Himself to us. He speaks through that Son, He speaks through His Word, He speaks through circumstances in your life. It is not pure happenstance that you have this message playing and are listening and paying attention to this message. God is speaking through messages and through His Word, and we trust that you'll hear His voice today. Not only is He a God of revelation, He is a God of redemption. These are some of the things that you will be introduced to over this next few minutes. You will hear about a God who, in His effort to redeem mankind, He has sent His Son to pay the price so that He may restore the relationship, not only to the same basis as He had in the Garden of Eden, but He will be a God who will restore the relationship with mankind on a much more secure footing and foundation. And so you will be introduced to a Creator, this Creator who wishes to have a relationship with you. You will be apprised of a catastrophe, something that happened to interrupt and break that relationship with mankind. You will be made aware as well of the resulting condition which man is found in today, the condition of his sin. You will be as well confronted with a cross. For the central message to all our messages today is the message of the cross. Paul, an old-time preacher, said to the Corinthians, people who heard this message many, many years ago, he said, "We preach Christ and Him crucified." And so our message is a message of the cross and of what was accomplished there for mankind's sin. This is the God of redemption who wants to redeem mankind back to Himself based on the finished work of Christ at the cross. However, you will be challenged to make a choice. This is not a message that will be forced on anyone. However, you will be challenged to make a choice. Your choice of Christ will then assure you of certainty, and you will be made aware of that certainty that can be found and that we are assured of in God's Word. And so it is our desire today that you will listen to the call of this God, a God who desires deeply to have a relationship with you as one of His creation. And so we trust that as this message continues, you will give God your undivided attention as He speaks through this Creator.